Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was purty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter, had the hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. Complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. This little baby then became the brother-in-law to dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother to the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
Now it sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa.
My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. Now, if my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa.
I think I sung the wrong line there with you, Jessica. Thank you.
I should. We do have a Dell and Dog CD. It's been out for a few years now, and there are two duets, kind of like what we're doing here. We're about to do one of them, and the others are with the great Del McCurry Band. So, do have a few copies. These are kind of rare collector's items now. So, if you'd like one. I'm going over to that merchandise booth after the show. We also have some wonderful portraits of the two of us done by my very talented wife, Tracy. She's a wonderful oil painter, watercolorist, does a lot of musical portraits, and she did a wonderful painting of us. We've got some prints of that there. Yeah, she made us look a lot better than we actually do, so you don't have to be afraid to take one home. In fact, we'll, you know, behind every great bluegrass musician, there's a woman, usually, and they usually don't get as much credit as they should, but I'd like to dedicate this to Jean McCurry and Tracy Grisman. keep us old men going.